Keep it K-Rock.
3, 2, 1. Welcome to Not Machine.
Get ready for 2 hours of inane nonsense with your favorite overweight redheads, Fat and Ginger.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is 6 o'clock on a Sunday night on K-Rock 955. My name is Tim Young, and across the desk from me, as always, is my compadre, Luke Massey.
Have a look what the cat dragged in.
Feel good.
You've swanned in here at 5 to 6 with your tan and your sunglasses still on. Yeah, your shirt. I don't know. You obviously didn't pick up any good shirts in Bali. Where have you been, mate?
I've been at Bali, sunning it up on the beach at Legian, sunsets and ice cold beers.
Well, that sounds fantastic.
It was.
What you forgot was you had a job to do back here. Last Sunday, I was here out the front waiting for you to rock up. Yeah? You didn't tell me you weren't coming. Off your shoot on your little Jetstar flight that you don't even like. Yeah? And now you've rocked in here and you act like everything's all hunky-dory.
Well, everything is fine. You're all right. It's about time I got one back on you.
Well, what about the good people of Geelong, mate? These people work their butts off, right, to put their kids through school. They have a long week toiling at work. Mm. And all they want is a couple of quality hours on a Sunday night to listen to some entertainment. And you go, nah, stuff ya. I'm more important. I'm going to jet off to Bali. What do you got to say to the good people of Geelong? Because they're turning on you, Tim.
Like who? Come on, man. Like who?
I'm telling you now, mate. They are absolutely turning on you. We've got Marg from Newcombe saying, not good enough, Luke. Was looking forward to listening to your show tonight.
Hang on. Sounds like she's turning on you, not me.
No, well, she was saying about you.
Go on.
Yeah, and I said, you know, unfortunately, Tim's very self-absorbed. And you, in your drunken haze over there, got on there yeah. And you wrote something like, oh, there's plenty of back catalogue for you, Marg. And she said, I'm not interested in Stay On News.
Every challenge is an opportunity.
Well, mate, I hope it was worth it.
It was worth it, absolutely. I've got some fantastic news to announce right after we hear from Four Non Blondes.
Fat and Ginger on K-Rock.
All right, you're with Fat and Ginger here on K-Rock 955. I got a bone to pick with that song, and I wasn't going to talk about it, but I can't help myself.
Go on.
So the song's called What's Up by Four Non Blondes.
Yes.
At no stage anywhere in that song do they say what's up. I always thought the song was called What's Going On.
Okay, but I'll take a leaf out of your favourite band book.
Yeah.
How many times did Queen mention Bohemian Rhapsody?
No, but that's the description of the song.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Well, she's saying, what's up? What's going on?
Anyway.
How are you? That bit got cut out.
left on the
cutting room floor. Now, you've got some news to tell the people in Geelong. Well, let's call it not news. Let's call it an excuse.
An excuse.
An excuse as to why you let them down last week, Tim. So, what took you away from entertaining our friends and listeners?
Well, there's two parts to that. There's two answers to that.
Go on.
One was you annoy me, so I had to take the week off.
That's true.
Go to Bali. So you brought this on the people of Geelong, not me.
Okay.
And then passing
the buck. Yeah. Go on.
That's right. And I'm about to do it again. And I'm very pleased to announce that Jodes and I got engaged while we're in Bali.
Hey.
So
thank you very much.
Yeah. Mate.
Well done.
So, went out for a lovely dinner at La Luciola in Seminyak there, and then we went for a walk on the beach. And
did you get down on one knee?
Oh, yeah, of course.
You did? How'd you get back up?
It took a while. and then I proposed, said, will you marry me? She said, I have to think about it. I said, my knees are feeling
did
with
fluid. Did she go straight to the airport?
She said, just wait there for a minute, and just ran off up the... No, she said yes. And then what was great was young Gusso, who's 5, goes, I need a wee. So it's just straight
and
back.
And that just, yeah, straight back into the parenting thing, But it just goes to show there's someone for everyone, isn't there?
Thanks very much.
I'm joking, of course.
No.
I was so excited for you, mate. I really was.
Look,
I had an inkling it might. I didn't know it was going to come on this trip, but I had an inkling that it might be coming at some stage.
She's an amazing person, and I'm very lucky to
you
have her.
You are very, very lucky.
Oh, she's incredible.
But, again, maybe you shouldn't have been...
Oh, so hang on. So we've finished being nice and enjoying my moment.
I've given you my little bit of love.
Righto.
I'm like a parent, right, who goes, give you a little bit of up, but now I'm going to bring you back down.
If you're like the parent, we're in a lot of trouble.
Look, I just thought it's lovely.
Yep.
I'm happy for you.
Yep.
You had a great trip.
Yep.
But maybe you should have been focused on K-Rock instead of J's Rock. Yeah? Maybe you should have been thinking about what's going on back here instead of being over there sipping bintangs, proposing to women left, right and centre.
That's right,
That's what I was a little bit worried
about. Right,
look, I'll be honest with you, mate.
What happened? Hang on, I don't like it when you say this because you're not often honest with me.
Well, when you didn't turn up last week,
yep.
And I didn't know you had such a great excuse. Mm. Right? I didn't know you. You didn't tell me you were going to ask her to marry you.
No.
You didn't run it past me. You didn't get my opinion on
that. Yeah.
And I got a little bit angry.
Oh, yeah?
And I might have, in my moment of being angry.
Yeah. We all do things when we're angry, though.
I might have gone through the process of trying to replace you.
What? Replace me?
Yeah.
How can you replace all this? How can you replace the shirt?
Well, that's what I was thinking, right?
Like, the personality, the skill on the board.
There's not too many people who are so bad at the desk that have a head that big and a body like yours. So I put an ad out. I actually put an ad out. Yeah, I'll read it to you.
Yeah, go on.
Because I had a few people reply to it.
Yeah.
I put, are you overweight and looking to further your are you overweight and looking to further your media career?
Yeah.
Then we have the gig for you. Because
yeah.
I'm like trying to build them up, right?
Yeah.
Experience or intelligence are not necessary.
Mm.
As long as you turn up and don't piss off overseas at the drop of a hat. Right?
Yeah.
And I just put a little afterthought. I said, gingers with big heads preferred.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll see who rocks up.
Yeah.
And we did have a few responses.
Really?
I'll be honest with you. On Tuesday night, we did a group job interview in here at K-Rock. And I didn't know this. You know this. You obviously don't know it because everything in here gets recorded.
Absolutely everything does, yeah.
And Tom actually sent me the...
I keep telling you
the
this.
The audio of the group interview. Well, you know. Then why were you slagging him off before the show? So we actually... they recorded the group interview.
Yeah.
Do you want to play it?
Oh, that's what that is it?
That's what that is.
I'll play it now.
Okay, guys, come in here to the studio. Thanks for coming in for the group interview. Obviously, my partner Tim has gone to Bali, and I'm looking to replace him, so I just need a fat bozo who struggles to run the desk.
First things first, where's your shit at? I've got a turtle head poking out.
Okay, that's one down. You, mate, tell me about yourself.
Well, it takes me a long time to learn anything. I'm kind of a goof-off.
Mate, you sound perfect, just like Tim. Anything else?
Little stuff starts disappearing from the workplace.
Oh, God, we can't have that, mate. We've only just got to K-Rock. And anyway, I've been through all the drawers. There's nothing in them. How old are you, mate? You look way too young.
You guys, this is really cool.
Oi, get away from the microphone.
Hey, bros, what's going on? This is Cut-Mama.
Lucky you didn't press that button. Hey, stop it. Hey, you, out. You're going to get us kicked off K-Rock. That's usually my role.
Whoever's the owner of the white sedan, you left your lights on.
Thanks for that, Patrick. What about you, Bill?
Yes.
You've got some experience, but can you run the desk?
You can go and get
Okay, I'll take that as a no. You can piss off back to Triple M.
Me, I'm sick of him.
Righto, that just leaves one candidate. Albert, tell me about yourself.
Hey. Who wants to play?
Yeah, I appreciate that, mate, but what are your skills?
Hey, who wants to play?
Oh, this is ridiculous. Tim, come back.
Dearie me, hey?
Yeah, so it didn't go that well. So it's great to have you back, Tim. You look amazing. You look very refreshed and ready to go. And I'd like to welcome you back into this partnership full time.
Is that
like nothing ever happened?
Is that right? The only reference I didn't get was the SpongeBob reference out of all that. Otherwise, I thought that was absolute perfection, mate. Well done. Fat and Ginger on K-Rock 955. All right, that was Miss You.
Well, perfectly named song because I did miss you, Tim.
Did you?
Yeah, I did miss
you. Oh, that's not the impression I got.
Well, you know, I miss the snuggles. I miss the time we spend together. We just had a call too. Is he still on the line?
He is, yeah.
Oh, well, who is it, Mike?
Mike. G'day, Mike.
G'day, Fat and Ginger. How are you both tonight?
Very well, mate. How are you? What's going on?
I'm just ringing to say I'm really glad that you two haven't split up and that, you know, you're still here on a Sunday evening continuing to entertain us folk of Geelong.
Well, I don't think we'd split up as such. We'd probably take a break and then, you know, like continue to see each other every now and then. But, you know, Tim's just got engaged, so I guess that's going to come to an end soon too. So, but no, thanks for ringing in, Mike.
What's that?
That'll cost him. If it comes to an end, that'll cost him.
Hey, Mike, my internet's been broken. How's England going in the Cricket World Cup, mate?
Oh, don't tell me they haven't checked the latest results, mate. Don't spoil it for me, please.
Thanks for calling in, Mike. Catch you later.
Good on you, Mike.
All right, big eyes. Yeah. Bye.
Oh, that was nice of him, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah. Did you know who that was? Or just an English accent?
English accent.
Sorry, Mike.
Yeah.
Black Nails and Red Wine by Eskimo Joe. Perhaps some manner of drunken door slamming on finger incident there, I don't know.
Just sounds like a Sunday at my place.
It does. Now, look, we're all fully aware of what I've been doing over the last 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Sunning myself in Indonesia.
Everyone knows about that.
Wonderful. What have you been up yourself. To?
Well, I had to try and fill my days in somehow, Tim. I'm a bit lost when you're not around. Look, we're moving house.
Yeah, it's exciting.
It's exciting. Yeah. But you know yourself, when I ask people to move house, I only ever do it once because of one thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah and yeah. That's my DVD collection.
Oh,
well, yeah. So I've lost friends over asking people to move that thing.
Mate, well, remember I asked you a couple of weeks ago, I said, when are you moving?
When are you moving? Because I'll make sure I'm not there.
That's right,
I'll
make sure I'm doing
I'm busy. So I've got for people at home, I've got a DVD collection. It's about 8,000 strong.
Mm.
And it's big shelves, and I didn't want to sort of box it up last time because it's in alphabetical order, so I tried to move it as it was. But the thing is, I'm not actually taking it with me, right?
What?
I've decided to let it go, Tim. Sometimes you've got to send your babies out into the world.
Are you serious?
Especially when your babies are obsolete these days.
Are you serious?
So I'm not taking it with me.
Oh, my God.
So what I decided to do was put an ad out on Facebook to sell it, right?
Well, I mean, that's amazing because 8,000 genuine DVDs, collector's items, be worth a fortune, wouldn't they?
Well, you'd think so, Tim, but I'm going to stop you at the word genuine. let's just say there's been a lot of I should be wearing an eye patch and have a wooden leg. Let's put it that way. But
can I just stop you there? My favourite bit of when we last moved them was when you had them in the truck. You go, I don't bother tying this one up. And we were driving behind you and I could hear it
crash and tip over. So it took me about 2 weeks to put them back in alphabetical order. But what I did, I put an ad out on Facey. I thought, you never know, someone might be interested in buying a bunch of DVDs, even though people don't use them a lot these days.
A lot.
And you should have seen some of the responses I was getting, mate.
Go on.
I haven't sold them, by the way, so if anyone wants 8,000 DVDs, they're still there.
Yeah.
But some of the responses, so one bloke named, I think his name was Jim, wrote in, he said, where do you buy a DVD player from? Just need Netflix. Good luck. And I wrote back and said, do you often message people selling stuff to let them know you're not interested?
I bet that guy has a full and rich life.
And he wrote back, yeah, sometimes. So I enjoyed that one. That was pretty good. And then I got another one. Sorry, that was John, not Jim, because we've got one off Jim, right?
Yeah.
And he said, g'day there, Liam, which is always a good
great
start.
Yeah.
You know, he hasn't read the thing, right? What a fabulous collection you behold. Within the collection, would you happen to have Half Baked and Duel? And I wrote back, said, yeah, of course, or whatever.
Yeah.
And he was like doing all this. Would you have, you know, send me a list. I'll offer you a price and that. While he was writing to me, I got another message off of Danny, right, who wrote this. Hi, mate. I just wanted to reach out and warn you. I sold my collection about 6 months ago and this guy called Jim McLean bought it, which is the Jim who'd been messaging
me.
He wrote, that's his name on Facebook, not sure if it's real. Anyway, he haggled and haggled and eventually I gave in and sold it very cheap. It was emotional to me as a collector, but I moved to a country and had to let it go.
Yep.
Anyway, the next night he sends me a video of him driving this huge truck, like a monster truck, over all the DVDs, just destroying them,
right?
Hooting and carrying on like a drongo and doing burnouts of them before lighting it all on fire.
What? Are you serious?
And I don't think I'm the first person he's done it to. It's like a weird kink thing, I think. You can do what you want, but I'm sure you want your collection to go to a good home.
That's the strangest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So I sent that to Jim and said, Jim, are you going to drive all over these with a monster truck? And he's like, oh, no, that's a guy who in the stall next to me and he just wants them for himself and all this. And they've been having this, like, because I've been playing them off against each other.
Oh,
like,
my thinking, God.
What is going on here?
Yeah.
And they're both getting stuck into each other. You know,
that's so awesome.
Saying they're in the stalls next to it. Anyway, there's all these different messages made, and that's just some of them.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I can't move these with me. I've got nowhere to put them.
No,
right?
You don't.
So I thought I'd reach out to the people at Geelong because what I thought is, I don't necessarily even want to sell them. I just want someone to appreciate them. Yeah, there's about 8,000 DVDs, but 100 or 200 of them are actually bought from a store. And I thought maybe there's like a group out there, like a community centre that would put them in their hall that people can grab or anything like that. Anyone out there who can think of a good place for these to go, I'll give them away for free, the shelving, everything. They're in alphabetical order. And if you've got a place that can take them, they'll get appreciated. Let us know here at Fat and Ginger and I'll even organise a truck for you. There you go.
So just to recap, if you're in 2001 and you want some DVDs... K-Rock 955, this is Fat and Ginger. All right, that's Cruel Summer by Taylor Swift here on K-Rock 955. You're with Fat and Ginger.
I reckon she'd have a pretty big house. Do you reckon she could fit 8,000 DVDs?
She's going to be in the country soon.
Well, I'm saying she's probably got her own plane, Tim. Yeah, I can see something happening here.
She's got the logistical crew to move them too.
Well, you know who else might be interested? We had a call.
Yep.
We got him on the line. Are you there, Bill?
Hey, buddy. How are you, mate?
Good, Bill. Now, apparently you're in the market for 8,000 DVDs.
No, just one.
Just one? Which one are you after, mate?
Eddie and the Cruisers.
Eddie and the Cruisers, that is part of my collection. I do have it. And I've got
mate,
the sequel.
That's awesome.
I've got the sequel as well. Have you ever seen the second one?
No, I haven't, bud.
Yeah, it's pretty crap, but you can have it as well. But the only stitch is that you've got to take the other 7,998. So,
yeah, pass.
You know, just organise. I'll organise the truck for you, Bill. I'll even throw in a couple of DVD players because they don't make them anymore. And
you don't need to organise a truck. My brother owns East Coast Removals.
Oh, mate, we are going to talk, my friend. You have a lot of films coming your way. And, you know, I always thought that if something ever happened to me, Bill, and I was in a bit of a crash or something and I couldn't move for the rest of my life, I'll have hours of entertainment. So you have that coming your way, my friend. We'll talk off air. I'll get your address and I'll be there Monday.
All right. See you there, champ.
Thank you, Bill.
That's Bill Ligg. Apparently now the proud owner of 8,000 DVDs. So, look, after these couple of songs, it's a bit of a it's a great moment because it's Force Night Out, but I've got one for you.
Oh, yeah, you got one for me. I was just up and about then. Bill just took my DVDs. Yeah. I was all happy, and then you've just brought me back down. Hey, we're doing yours this Friday too, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, I'm going to come up to Melbourne with you because I want to make sure that you're right in the front. And
K-Rock.
Yeah, that's right. No, no. I tell you what, I'm not looking forward to it.
No,
but
no.
I reckon you're not going to look forward to Wednesday night either.
Oh, no.
It's all about self-improvement here on K-Rock 955 with Fat and Ginger. That's Imagine Dragons with Thunder. Wonderful tune. And it's that time of the night. We did tell you before those ads and those songs that it was time for Forced Night.
Hear that sound effect?
Out.
Thunder and the rain and that. That's how my mood is at the moment.
Good.
Because you look way too chirpy, my friend. Way too chirpy. And I don't like it when you look chirpy, Tim.
Stop talking. Jingle.
Can our heroes sit through 2 hours of crap and come out clean on the other side? It's Fat and Ginger's Forced Night Out.
Thank you, Morgan. Wonderfully done again. And just to reiterate to Morgan and his management that there's no FIFA play agreement there.
No, no.
One time done.
There's no royalties.
No.
No.
Yeah, no, it was once and done deal. Now, I've got my Force Night Out this Friday night.
Yeah, so you're going to be going along. I'm going to come with you. I won't sit with you. I'm just going to observe from afar over a couple of dumplings you hanging out with a bunch of Chinese students.
I just don't think it'll go that long. I think I'll go to get in and they'll just go, you're in the wrong spot, big fella.
Well, you can only try, but if you do that and they don't let you into that circle of Chinese friends, then I'll consider that done.
My duties are discharged, and I can join you for dumplings.
You can join me, but you've got to be in there. If they let you in, you've got to be in there and you've got to be chatting.
Oh, I can do that.
Yeah? Talk about cricket.
I'll dust off some of my Mandarin or Cantonese. Now, listen.
You're sitting there eating a Mandarin.
Yeah, that's right. Now, look at excuse me, it's not about me, it's about you.
Yeah,
and
I hate this part.
And I'm a bit disappointed at the direction you've taken Force Night Out because originally the concept was about improving the other person and extending
their
horizons.
Well, that's what I was doing.
So.
You are getting some culture, my friend.
I am. Oh, I'm just doing all the wrong one. There we go. Now, I was trying to not cough at the people of Geelong. So
you're better off just coughing at it.
Yeah, I know. Just not pressing buttons that I shouldn't. Now. So this week, so you're sending me along to that because you're going, okay, it's broadening horizons. You've been talking to Chinese students, whatever. It's rubbish. But you just want to see me squirm, and that's great. But I like to see you improve either culturally, but more important, physically, because you are a bit like me. You're a physical disgrace, right?
It's a bit harsh.
Well, is it inaccurate?
It's fair, but it's a bit harsh.
That's right. So
I'm not liking the sound of this already.
No, so what I've got you to do, you're coming along on Wednesday night, at 5 o'clock to bring it on CrossFit, and you're going to do a CrossFit class with my good mates there at Bring It On CrossFit. And Jared is already teed up. And I said to Jared, I said, listen, this guy's been mouthing off for ages about how easy CrossFit is, and I want you to show him how it's done.
I have never said that. Hey? Jared, if you're listening, I didn't say that.
Don't back down now, big fella.
Tim, you know that my diet doesn't go well with CrossFit. I've seen what they do. They drag tires around. They run up and down the block and all that sort of thing. I've got a tire around my waist already. I don't need to drag tires. Mate, I do it every day.
Dragging the tires, that's on a recovery day. That's on the hard days.
I've got another mate that's been trying to get me to go, and I said, there is not a chance I will ever set foot in that place, and you're going to make me do it.
Yep. So I like to think I probably got you there. And then maybe late on Friday, after I've been humiliated and you're physically exhausted, we can talk about maybe shelving.
No, we're not shelving it. We're not shelving it.
You'll be shelving it in a minute.
I'll tell you what. What? I'll come along. But what's Jared's last name?
Hey, never mind.
I need to contact him before see if they want to go for social drinks or something.
I don't know. He's a professional, mate. He'll want to, you know, get the very best out of you.
Well, Jared, if you are listening, I always thought you're a good-looking guy.
Yeah.
I assume it's a guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good-looking guy.
How many girls do you know called Jared?
Well, I don't know. I just, these days and age, I just want to get on his or her good side. So, Jared, I love you, and I can't wait to spend an hour just chatting, just shooting the breeze.
Shooting the breeze. Maybe getting a light walk on or something. Oh, no. Now, so there you are. That's this Wednesday night. I'll give you all the details later. Fantastic. But after this song, I'm not looking forward to this. It's Have Your Spray.
It's going to come back on you.
Yeah, I know. Where my trip to Bali is the topic du jour here on K-Rock 955. Fat and Ginger.
Fat and Ginger. K-Rock 955.
Sure is. Luke Massey across the desk from me. My name is Tim Young, and it is Fat and Ginger on a Sunday night. And what a night we're having. I think this is going fantastically.
Do you, Tim? Do you?
No, not really, because next is Have Your Spray.
These two fat and ginger gentlemen have been whinging for years. Now it's your turn. Time to have your spray.
Well, yes. I'm going to take the lead on this one.
Yeah.
Because all the correspondence we've had this week has been about you and your failure to report for duty.
My sojourn.
Do you know what? In the 60s and 70s, mate, when people didn't rock up for duty, they were arrested and charged.
What?
You know, facing jail time.
Hang on. What, for doing 2 hours of radio with a numbnut on a Sunday night?
Well, we call it a tour.
Before you go on, do you know who I was channeling?
Who?
Apparently John Deacon, who's the bassist from Queen, famously, when they were recording the It's a Kind of Magic album.
Mm-hmm.
They all came in on Monday morning, and he's had a note on his bass case, saying "gone to Bali." And they had to stop recording for 3 weeks. He just nicked off.
Oh, there you go.
So exactly the same.
And you're a big Queen fan.
Massive Queen fan.
So obviously you're emulating your heroes there.
Yes. All right.
I'm glad you weren't doing a Chappelle. But we got Alex from Corio, right?
Yeah.
Alex from Corio. Now, this is real. I'm reading these out. I'm not going to change a word. I know what I'm saying. I'm not beefing these up is what I'm saying. Alex from Corio has written, I've rearranged my life for 2 hours tonight. Now this.
Yeah.
What's this? WTF? What's WTF?
What the fudge?
What the... I thought you were going to say it. What the hell am I going to do? You know, and that's the vibe that I've been getting from the community. Right. And you think, poor Alex, he's sitting there in Corio, he's got nothing else to do, nothing to listen to while he's cooking up, and you've let Alex down.
Have I?
Yes, you have, mate.
Maybe I'll force him to go out for a walk or something, or speak to his family or something like that.
Have you ever been on the streets in Corio, mate? Anyway.
Moving on.
All right, we got Jimmy from East Geelong.
Yeah.
Dick move, Tim Young.
Oh, it's a bit rich.
That's what he's written. Dick move, Tim Young. I'm only reading what he said.
Yeah.
I bet you come home with a stupid Bintang singlet as well.
I didn't. I came home with a wonderful cotton shirt. There's plenty more where this came from.
I tell you what, Jimmy from East Geelong, if you could see what he's wearing right now, you'd go for the Bintang singlet.
I do have a few of them.
What's going on with you at the moment with your wardrobe?
What do you mean?
You just started wearing these crap Hawaiian shirts.
Did you see the photo that we had when we all rolled up to breakfast in Bintang singlets?
Yeah, I know. That was good. The Bintang singlet. I'm talking about the shirts, because not just the Bali stuff. You've started wearing these horrible shirts.
Yeah, it's good, right?
All the time. Yeah. And is Jodie the one dressing you? Is she dressing you?
She's having a joke, yeah. No, yeah. This is coming from the guys wearing that.
Yeah, I've got to catch it because I've been at the footy. But
yeah,
I'm just saying that if Jodie's responsible for this, I'm not sure I'm going to give you away. And What's the last one? I've kept the best to last, right? This one actually made me laugh out loud when I read it. It's from Isabel in Grovedale.
Isabel.
Yeah, I've got that right. Isabel in Grovedale, right? Now, this is what she sent in. I'm going to read this out for you, word for word, right? Russell Silver Syndrome, RSS.
What?
Is a rare disorder characterized by intrauterine growth restriction, poor growth after birth, a relatively large head size, a triangular facial appearance, a prominent forehead looking from the side of the face, body asymmetry, and significant feeding difficulties. The wide spectrums of finding varies both in frequency and severity. The majority of individuals with RSS are of normal intelligence, but motor and or speech delay is common, right?
And that's 8 o'clock. Thanks very much, everyone.
She's written that in and said, is this Tim?
Oh, well, who's that, sorry?
Isabel from Grovedale.
It's Tim and Jesse.
The weather's getting warmer.
And upload your resume today.
Most women like tall, dark men. I'm not most women. I like fat and ginger.
Yes, Deidre does, and it's time for, well, it's the second hour of Fat and Ginger, excitingly.
It certainly is. Hey, your lovely fiancé.
Yeah.
Isn't that a nice word to say, fiancé? Yeah. Your lovely fiancé, Jodie, just messaged in and said, Tim's shocking shirts. I added the word shocking.
I was going to say, she didn't say shocking.
She said, Tim's shirts are his own doing. No, I've got nothing to do with them. Yeah. She didn't say whether she approves or not.
No.
She just said, well, I'm washing my hands of the whole
thing. I think it's summer. Summer vibe, you know. No need for the dour colours and
I'm thinking, what was that bloke that used to wear the...
John
O'Coleman or someone.
John O'Coleman.
Just used to wear those Hawaiian shirts everywhere.
He's lost a lot of weight.
Yeah.
All right, you got any feedback?
Yes. Well, a lot of people, because we posted a photo at the start of the show of you with your sunnies and your tan and your shocking shirt.
I swore then. No, well done.
And a lot of people are sort of writing in and saying that those sunnies are knockoff.
No, they're
not. And you've taken umbrage to that.
Oh, well, not umbrage, just they're not. They cost a lot of money, but... And I was.
They don't look like it.
Well, that's the problem, isn't it? This is the problem with knockoffs.
Yeah.
And after the break... After Late Night Talking by Harry Styles, one of my favourites, we're going to talk all about some of the quality merchandise you get from Bali, and I've even got some for you.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, K-Rock 955.
Fat and Ginger. K-Rock 955.
Late Night Talking by Harry Styles, wonderful track. You're back with Fat and Ginger. My name is Tim Young. Across the desk from me is Luke Massey, and it is time to wake up the Statham to do his work because it's time for Tim's topic.
This is the Statham. When I'm sitting in my trailer, waiting to make my next awful movie, I like to listen to Tim's topic. So, Tim, what have you got for us this week?
I'm still not happy with the fact he says Tim and not Mr. Young. We spoke to him about that, but, you know, that familiarity, I don't think it helps with him.
I'm not going to mess with him.
Not mess with him? That's all show.
I don't know about that.
I'll tell you what, his best movie, his only good movie, was Lock, Stock and Two Smokers. Well, and Snatch was good too.
Snatch was good.
Anyway, not important. What's important is I want to talk about, so obviously, as you know, as you've mentioned it repeatedly, been in Bali.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you have? Have we talked about it much? I can't remember if we spoke about it.
One of the things you get in Bali is really high quality stuff. Really high quality souvenirs to bring back.
Yeah.
Like really top notch stuff.
And well, I'm hoping that the stitches in that shirt fall apart immediately
on
the first wash.
So this shirt and the two others like it were the most expensive things I bought there. They were $30 each.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You paid $30 for that?
Yeah, it's a great shirt.
In Bali?
100% cotton, mate.
Yeah. Tim, where are you getting all this money from, mate? I'm worried that you didn't actually spend all this money that we got off K-Rock, our signing bonus, on the celebrity voiceovers. You're buying rings willy-nilly. You're buying $30 shirts that look like that. Where are you getting all this cash from?
Mate, I can't tell you that. That's it's rude to talk about that on air. Now, so...
I just want in.
Hey?
I just want in.
That's right. What's the old thing? It's only a rort if you're not in on it. That's right. Now... The thing is, though, is I felt bad after you bought me the lovely signed baggy green.
Well, you don't need to feel bad. That was a nice little gift.
It wasn't. It was lovely.
Because I like to treat you every now and then.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
And I wanted to reciprocate. So when I was...
So hang on. I bought you a lovely baggy green.
Yeah,
signed by me.
Signed by you.
Yeah. And then you've gone to Bali and thought, what can I spend a couple of bucks on?
If you're lucky. So I think the starting price was about $1.50, and we went down from there. Yeah, so I don't know what the, you know, souvenir version of spitting in your food is, but I reckon it's probably what we got here. So I've got three little gifts for you.
Oh, that's exciting.
I'm aware that the camera's on.
Yeah.
So the first one I'll throw over, and remember, we don't want to get kicked off K-Rock, so you're going to have to figure out how to explain this. So okay. Here you go.
What is it?
So there you go.
It's a, it's a key ring.
Yeah.
It's, what's it shaped like? A mushroom or something? A colourful mushroom with a couple of different growths at the base of it.
I tell you what, that is by far and away the smallest example of that that I could have got you. There were bottle openers that, wow.
Is it? Did you model for this?
Yeah, I did. Very good.
It could be life size. Very it's good. About the size of my little finger.
I blame myself for this. Now, moving on. I know you're a big Cats fan.
Yeah.
So I've got something to go on the fridge. Their little surf ball with a magnet on the back.
There That's really lovely.
There you go.
Now, so far, we're up to about 83 cents all up. So
no,
I appreciate
you're not.
That.
No, about 42. Now, the big one, the one that really broke the bank, and yeah, I've built this up a lot, but it is actually really boring, is just a big. Actually, no,
He's just wandered off.
So I was gonna give you this one. The 2019 Tigers photo.
I would have thrown that back in your
face.
I know,
you would have thrown it back, but that's not what I'm going to give you, mate. I found you a nice, lovely Cats surfboard to put on the wall.
Oh, that's nice of you.
Because what you could do, I know that you love your memorabilia, as you said the other week. So what you can do is, you know how you made one for the 2022 Premiership win?
Yeah.
Perhaps you can enlarge the frame and stick this piece of quality merchandise in there.
I don't know if I'll add it to that.
There you go, mate. There you go. Thank you.
No, I appreciate that, mate. So for the, you know, people at home can't see what we're doing to him. He's just given me a lovely Geelong Cats surfboard. It's about the size of what, my forearm.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's wrapped up in plastic, which would have cost more than the surfboard.
It would have cost way more. Hang on, it does have a clip on the back at the top, so that would have cost a bit.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. There you go. That is a quality item. And look, it's the thought that counts, Tim. And the fact that you've walked past it, I'll get that for Luke. And did you haggle?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Are you good at haggling? What's your style?
I'm not that great. Yeah. I'm a bit of a, I just go really low. Like they'll say, you know, 100,000 or whatever, go, I'll give you 10. And then they look personally hurt. But oh my God, I tell you who's great, Jodes.
Oh, she'd love it.
She's a gun. She just goes, I'm giving you this, otherwise I'm walking away.
Yep.
Just ends up with these people chasing her down the street going, okay.
Yeah.
I like it too.
I like to really be cold up front and then warm to them. And just sort of go, look, I really like where you're going with this, but unfortunately, I'm not made of money.
Yeah.
You know, I really would like to work with you, but I can't. I just can't, mate.
But do you know what the problem is in Bali now, I think, is they've sent a delegation to Australia who's then gone back to Bali.
And said they're all loaded.
A, they're all loaded. B, do you know what they're paying for things over there?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, so, I'm sure the shirt that you've got on, that would have been a haggle special for sure.
But look, you're welcome.
Oh, thank you, Tim. Yeah, that's really nice of you.
I look forward to coming over.
And look, if I had known you were going to give me gifts, I wouldn't have been so hard on you for going in the first place.
Well, I've got some stickers I'm going to give you off air after the show because the stickers, they're not for radio.
I'm excited.
K-Rock 955, you're with Fat and Ginger. That was Too Much by Kid Laroi. And
Kid Laroi. Now, Kid Laroi, my son just told me, has become Australia's most streamed artist of all time.
Really?
Yeah. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
No? Do you know who the Kid Laroi is?
What's streaming? Nah, you're joking. I know
we have to go a long way back to get through this. Yeah. I think we'll just leave it and move on to what are we going to talk about next?
Well, you want to have a chat about people's reactions.
Oh, that's
to a
right.
Recent event.
Yeah, because sermonising, Luke's Law, is about sermonising.
Sermonising.
It's me standing on my soapbox and carrying on.
Yeah.
To anyone who ever listened. But the reason I'm bringing that up is because there's other people that have been doing it about Halloween, and it really, really pissed me off.
Yeah, and I get that because if you don't like it, you don't have to participate.
Well, we'll talk about it in a second.
Yeah.
Because I'm not doing anything without having Sliced alone in my corner.
Absolutely.
Geelong's favourite way to wake.
It's not anyone.
Anyone by Justin Bieber.
Oh, a little slip there, Tim. Are you saying the Biebs is no good?
Oh, I don't know. It's
not. You're not a fan, are you?
I can't say that, can I, though?
Well, you can.
Please
listen.
You
can have an opinion.
I can have an opinion. I don't know. It's a bit sort of, again, vanilla, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can I just say that I watched an episode of The King of Tulsa? Is that the movie?
Sly.
Sly.
It was great.
I had to watch it with the subtitles on.
Oh, you couldn't understand him?
Couldn't understand him, not a word.
Well, anyway, I'm glad we went to him for our voiceover. No,
well, here's one right now.
There's not too many contenders out there that sound more punch drunk than me. That's why I like to listen to Luke's lore. It's so bad.
Ain't so bad. Yes, it is, Sly. So you want to talk about people's reaction to trick-or-treating? Because trick-or-treating would seem to be a fairly harmless bit of fun.
Well, you'd think so, wouldn't you? Now, I would have talked about this last week, Tim, but, you weren't here.
Where was I?
You're in Bali,
and
you let everyone down. So, we took our little 3.5-year-old and my partner's little 3.5-year-old Bentley trick-or-treating, and down in Mount Dunedin, mate, you should have seen the people that were out and about. Mm. It was a lovely evening, beautiful evening to be out and about, and the parents were dressing up.
Yep.
I even put a little mask on myself and went around one of those screen masks.
Dare say it was an improvement.
Yeah, certainly was. Everyone said that. My partner said that too. She made me wear it for the rest of the night.
Easy.
The people were out having fun, right? Harmless fun.
And it was the same in Leopold. There were stacks of people out. It was great.
People out everywhere. And they do this thing now where if you decorate your house, people come and knock.
Yep.
If you don't, they don't.
No.
Right? So perfect, right? No. But the people that have got on some of these group chats, I'm going to read some of these out to you, Tim.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say their last name because we don't want to embarrass them. But Jackie has wrote, I feel like this, because the whole topic was, do you let your kids go trick-or-treating? She's written, I feel that it feeds entitled behaviours.
Mm.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Kids getting something for nothing, perhaps.
What's Christmas about then?
Yeah, that's right. And birthdays.
And birthdays. Like, what are we doing?
And in fact, general life as a kid. Like, you'd actually contribute as a kid.
No.
You just get stuff for free.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I barely contribute now. Judy has written, if you want to shake hands and play with the devil, then go right ahead.
Oh, my God.
There seems to be this devil theme, right?
Really?
Another one's written, what's the name of Joshua? Kids... I want you to pretend you are dead or the devil because the devil is such a good role model.
I tell you what, like, it's just in the good old days before the internet, all these people were just at home and we didn't know about
them. We didn't know about
them. Now they've got this forum where they can express their opinion straight away.
Well, the reason it annoyed me was because years ago, my stepson Kyle, we took him, it was first time ever, trick or treating.
Mm.
And those are the days before people put things out. So you just knock on each door, right? Because you didn't know if there was anyone home. You didn't know it was such a big thing. And we went to this house around the corner and a lady answered it. And I'd sort of said, you know, go up by yourself. Oh, you don't need me. Yeah, so I was standing back a little bit. And she just started yelling at him.
Yeah.
This is disgusting that you should be coming around. And the kid's just crapped himself, as you would. He's only about 6 or 7.
Yeah.
First time doing it. And he basically ran to me crying and never went trick-or-treating ever again.
Poor kid.
And this lady was – and I went up there and said, that's a disgrace. You should be ashamed of yourself, yelling at a little kid. And the husband had to drag her inside and, like, actually come out with some sweets or something to go, I'm so sorry.
Throwing sweets
out the door, right? And I just thought, you've just spoiled this kid's whole idea of Halloween because of your beliefs, because of how you are. And here's an idea for people listening at home. If you don't like something, if you don't like something, whatever it might be, it could be trick-or-treating, it could be a TV show, it could be Fat and Ginger on Sunday nights at K-Rock.
Yeah.
Don't listen to it. Don't do it. But you don't have to carry on. Right?
Yeah.
You know, don't start the music.
Nah, start the music. We're gone.
No, don't start the music, Tim. I'm still going here.
Beautiful Day by U2. And before that, Dance the Night by Dua Lipa.
Yeah. Well, Beautiful Day. You would have had a few of those over on your trip to Bali when you let everyone down.
I did. Do you know who I didn't let down?
Who?
Me. And there's no interest like self-interest.
Well, you certainly look after yourself, don't you?
That's right. And that would make me a candidate, possibly, for the Justin Murphy Award.
Oh, we've got that coming up, haven't we?
Oh, mate, and what a corker we've got too.
Oh,
mate, you know how occasionally we sort of have to sort of force it?
Yeah.
Not this one. This person has selected themselves.
Well, we've tend to have a few English cricketers in there lately, so it's not going to be.
Hang on, but deservedly so.
Well, I honestly think the award should be renamed.
The Johnny Bairstow Award.
The Johnny Bairstow Award.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll take it to the board on Monday morning for our Monday morning Fat and Ginger board meeting.
Do we have a board?
Shh.
Yeah, how come I don't get invited to these meetings?
For a very good reason. After another song, some ads, we're going to have the Justin Murphy Award with a very, 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 very deserving recipient.
Holding their breath, they are.
Fat and Ginger.
As popular by Playboy Cardi, one of my favourites.
One of your favourites? What else do you like by them?
Oh, all this stuff. Now, listen, that's not important. What we've got is...
We've got a caller.
We've got a caller. So we were going to do the Justin Murphy Award.
Yeah, but we'll just put it on hold for now. Because this is one of our favourites, isn't it?
Oh, friend of the show.
Friend of the show. When we say that, we don't say it lightly.
No, that's right.
Constantly harassing us.
That's right.
And probably was disappointed that you went to Bali last week.
Well, we'll probably find out, I suppose, won't
we? Who we got? We got Wayne from Mount Mercer.
Are you there, Wayne?
Oh, boys, are you fat and ginged?
Yeah, it's us, mate.
Fat there this week.
What's that?
Fat's decided to come in, mate.
He's decided to grace us with his presence, Wayne. Were you disappointed like everyone else last week?
Oh, utterly disappointed. Like, you know, and I've had a lot of disappointments in my life, but, like just that fat guy just going overseas like that, like, I don't even have a passport. The government doesn't let me have a passport. And that fat bloke just gets to hop on the plane.
I know, mate. It's disappointing.
Did fat pay for two seats? I'm hearing a bit about...
Jeez, stay on there, Wayne.
Did pay for two seats?
That's a good question. I thought if he sat on the right-hand side of the plane, it would have just gone in circles.
Tipped over. Flying to Essendon Airport.
Now, Wayne, did you try and listen in, mate, from Mount Merce? Is that what happened?
Yeah, reception not always good out at the Merce, so I've gone to the top of the mount just because, you know, it's you boys on K-Rock. K-Rock, it's a highlight of my week.
Yeah, I know, mate. And we're sorry to let you down. Well, you know, I'm sorry to let you down. Tim doesn't give a stuff.
No.
But we're back now. So is that good? Are you up on the top of the mountain now, mate?
Yeah, I'm at the Merce, mate. Mount Merce, right up the top.
Now, you're just on your own there, are you?
Yeah. No friends.
What's for dinner tonight while you listen to Fat and Ginger?
Well, Wayno's having a bit of a cash flow issue. I've just got my phone back. I've been trying to win with Loggy and all that. They want Tommy and Loggy, and they're going to pay my phone bills.
Oh, they didn't pay you $8,000. But what could you possibly spend $8,000 on your phone bill, Wayno?
Oh, I found a little bit of internet, and I started clicking on a few links, and, you know, when...
Yeah, that'll get
but
you.
But it's okay. I've got some prince in Saudi Arabia. He's going to give me all this money. I just got to supply a bank account. Do you guys have a bank account I could use?
No, but I think that sounds like a winner, Wayne. I'd definitely pursue that line of questioning.
And also, I believe that Nigeria is awash with people who want to give you money too, Wayne.
Yeah, that's a good place to touch base.
Now, what's on for the coming week, Wayne?
The coming week, well, I don't know. Like, got to chop a bit of wood. It's getting a bit, you know. I know it's summertime, but it's time to chop some wood and nothing too exciting. I'm still struggling a little bit because do you know that the Cats are no longer the reigning premiers? The Pies won.
I know, mate. Pies. I know you'd be upset with that, Wayne, because you're a big Cats fan.
But the Cats won today. The girly Cats, Pussycat.
I was down there, mate. I tell you what, they were fantastic too. They just at the end they slipped a little bit away because they were fatigued. But geez, they went so hard and they really took it up to Essendon. So I believe we play Melbourne next week. Wayne, are you going to go along?
Oh, it's a big way to the city. In the city, big Melbourne city.
I'm not sure where it is, mate. I'm not sure if it's been announced yet, but I dare say it would be in the city. Do you often venture to Melbourne, Wayno?
Oh, when I have court cases, a few court appearances in Melbourne.
What do you have court cases for?
I don't get him to say that on air, mate.
You're not allowed to say that?
Prejudice his case.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Is it still ongoing, your court case?
Oh, no. Wayno's been good the last few weeks. No court cases coming up before Christmas. Next year's a new year, few cases, but no, Wayno's trying to behave.
Well, they'll be able to clear their docket then if you're not floating around.
That's right. Listen, Wayne,
but a quick question, though.
Yeah.
I heard that you're interviewing for Fat's position.
Oh, yeah. That's a little bit of a sore point. It's a sore point, Wayne. We're not going to talk about that because Tim got very upset when he found out that we did put out a call.
You know, just to see
who was out there. And I'm not sure, Wayne, if you'd get past with the criminal history that you've had. I mean, we both had to do background checks to come in here, so I'm not sure you would have passed.
You'd make the computer explode.
like if you Like, Wayno normally gets paid in cash, but, like, would you guys, if you could pay me properly, like, a bank transfer, I could pay off some fines.
Wayne, we got to go,
Wayne,
mate.
We got to go. We got to get to... I think we're probably too late for the Justin Murphy.
No, I think just give it to Wayne.
Just give it to Wayne. You're the Justin Murphy winner, Wayne.
I love you, boys. I love you, Fat and Ginge.
See you, mate.
I just cut him off.
Wayne from Mount Mercer. And when you think about it, that's our biggest fan. That probably says a little bit about us and where we're at and who we are.
It's a bit of Small Town by John Mellencamp.
Fat and Ginger on K-Rock.
John Mellencamp with Small Town here on K-Rock 955. My name is Tim Young, and across the desk is my very good friend, Luke Massey. We are still Fat and Ginger, and I think that's probably about us for the night.
Well, I was loving that song, by the way. Well, I actually stood up to dance a little bit and bop.
You did.
Not so much. Well, the song was great, and I love John Mellencamp, but also I need to start getting in shape for Wednesday night.
Yeah, it's probably late for that.
Is it?
Yeah.
You can't just get like 4 or 5 years of debauchery removed.
Four or five.
Well, yeah. Okay.
24 or five.
I'm saying the last 4 or 5 years I've really let myself go, Tim, and I'm really not looking forward to it.
Good.
The only way that I am prepared to cancel Force Night Out at all is if we cancel it right now.
Done.
No, we're not doing that.
I think it's been a great night. I've enjoyed it. Wayne from Mount Mercer called in.
Yeah, it was good to hear from Wayno. He's still alive. I think there was a big period last year where we didn't hear from him.
Well, places he goes, he doesn't have a lot of access to either his mobile or any sort of telephone, really, does he?
So. We thought he was trapped under a tree or something, didn't we? But, it's been a good show. It's
nice to have you
back in town.
Thanks, mate. No, I can't guarantee I'll be here next week. I'll let you know.
Are you serious?
I'll let you know at least last.
Well, we're shooting off to Thailand, are you?
Yeah, it's a good idea. Yeah, I wonder who's doing that. Yeah. And you got rid of your DVD collection.
I did.
Yeah, Bill. Remember? Yeah, Bill Round from one movie.
He didn't hang around long enough for me to take his details. I went to go and talk to him after he hung up.
That was it.
It's still there. If anyone wants a DVD collection, 8,000 DVDs in alphabetical order with all the shelving, a couple of DVD players thrown in.
Yep.
And I'll even throw in a washer dryer, you know.
You got a nice washer dryer, actually. Don't throw those in.
Yeah, I better not tell Mum that.
That's right. All right, everyone, that's it. We'll see you next week. Good night.